You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. The phrase, if you see something, say something, is very familiar to people here in New York City. It's a sign of what you're supposed to do if you see something that maybe is a little disturbing that might suggest
terrorism.
Terrorism, exactly. But what if you see something, say something, meant if you see something nice, say something nice? What would that sound like?
Hi, my name is Ray Cook from Elizabeth, New Jersey. My husband and I were living in Weehawken, New Jersey, several years ago. Driving home, he noticed that in the car behind us, the driver, a gentleman, was actually beating the woman in the passenger seat. My husband slammed on the brakes as she jumped out of the car. He rolled down the windows and screamed for her to get in our car, and ultimately ended up taking her to a friend's house.
We're asking for stories from you of acts of heroism, acts of selflessness that you witnessed, because we want a place for those stories. And we're going to talk in a moment about places that do exist for those stories. Here's another one.
I saw this guy waiting for a bus at 4th and the Bowery, and he was blind and he was having trouble boarding the bus. Mm-hmm. So I helped him board the bus.
What if there was a map you could open to find out where things like this have happened, say in the city of New York or anywhere in the United States, knowing in neighborhood by neighborhood, street by street, block by block, where good deeds were done? Technology is available to aggregate that kind of information, and here to talk about it is Alyssa Wright, who's a doctoral candidate at the MIT Media Lab and the creator of something called HeroReports.org, which, if I'm not mistaken, Alyssa, uses technology to take stories that you have asked for, solicited, of people's good intentions and tries to put them all in one place so you can get a bigger picture of, call it karma, I don't know what you would call it, of a city's good intentions. How does that work?
Well, we often call it civic courage. I mean, we have many ways of understanding the communities that we live in, whether this be crime reports, or we call it, or the school systems, and that there are other ways to understand, and a more balanced way to understand our neighborhoods. So what we're often trying to do is, instead of having crime maps, that we have hero maps, and that this becomes more of a balanced way of understanding the spaces that we live in, that we work in. And
technology makes this possible now. Describe what HeroReports.org actually does. I mean, if I was to go to the website, what exactly would I see? What would I be invited to do?
Well, the main part of the website is a submission form, and it's much like an email space where you describe the incidents that you would like to report and the location that it happened. There are other ways of submitting reports. We're trying to make it as easy as possible for many different kinds of people to contribute to the conversation.
And we went out and actually solicited some stories from people that we found just here in the city, as you've been doing, and we were surprised how easy the stories came. It wasn't like people looked at us and said, "What are you talking about? Nice things? See something? Say something nice? What are you talking about?" Here's one.
And I saw this young man, maybe 18, 19 years old. Mm-hmm. He was just clinging to his chest, and I went up to him and said, "Are you okay?" And he shook his head, and I said, "Help!" And two other guys came over. One of them was an EMT guy, and
right.
He asked him if he had trouble breathing, and he said yes. He says he has a heart condition.
How do you think collecting stories like this and having a place where you can actually see them graphically in map form changes our understanding of our neighborhoods?
Well,
or adds to it even.
Well, I think we often look at our neighborhoods and where it doesn't work, and in terms of especially these crimes, and that by looking at it with both qualitative data and then aggregating it so that it becomes this powerful way of looking at our neighborhoods, that I even consider it as a subversive understanding, but also an economic contribution to our real estate. So that if you want to live in a neighborhood, it might have a lot of noise complaints, but it also might be a space that people are picking up the garbage on the streets or returning lost items, whether it be phones. In my neighborhood, we lost our cat for over 2 weeks, and it wasn't until somebody mentioned that there was this cat hanging out in the vet that we were able to find him.
So it's a question of filling in the picture. No place is ever all good or all bad. And from where you're sitting, a lot of time and energy has been spent on recording all of those bad things that are happening. And so you thought, we'll fill it in. We'll fill in all of those small acts that fill the entire story of what that particular neighborhood is about.
And there's a lot of effort right now to do that. But that effort that effort is often around the complaints, the gripes, and this is these are continuing things that either happens in the news media, but it also happens like on these social networks.
And I guess the theory that you're trying to push forward here, and you know, it reminds me of a lot of the work that's done at the Media Lab, is that if you give people the right invitation and also get them at the technology that's closest to their face or their hands or their action, you know, end. That people's impulse when they see something good like this will be instantly to put it online, to take it to a database. And the more you can kind of make this impulse really, really natural for people, the technology is really aiding a kind of revolution.
Right. I mean, exactly. If you know when there's a crime, you know to call 911. If you know there's a suspicious activity, or more like you suspect there's a suspicious activity, to find an MTA. Employee.
So you're the 911 of good karma. Alyssa Wright is the 911 of good karma. HeroReports.org is sort of that idea.
Yes.
That's terrific. So if you see something nice, say something, and go to HeroReports.org. That's something that is tracking what's going on in New York City, but we also want to use our website at thetakeaway.org to get the same kind of picture for communities all around the nation. At the MIT Media Lab, Alyssa Wright, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.